Welcome in to MTCS Cougar Corner as we talk about the Cougars game last night and catch up with Coach Brian Stewart of Middle Tennessee Christian School. Coach, tough night with the Rockets last night, and you know, one of those games that you played well, but the scoreboard didn't show it necessarily.
Absolutely. You know, when you go back and you think about, you know, I don't know exactly all the totals. I think we had a little over 300 yards of offense. And when you don't put but 6 points on the board, it definitely hurts. You know, turnovers once again plagued us. Moved the football down the field. Very proud of our guys offensively and how we, you know, not only threw the football but ran the football. Didn't run it between the tackles like I wanted to. That was something that hurt us. And, you know, we didn't have Zach Brandon. He was out, had an ankle injury late in the game last week, and so we relied on Tanner Green a lot to have a lot of carries, and he's a true freshman, and he did a great job, but also used two other freshmen. We had Nick Merritt and Braden Melton, and both of those, you know, carried the football and blocked really well. Braden Melton actually scored our lone touchdown, and that was his first touchdown of the season. And, you know, you just said it, three freshmen at running back.
That has been the name of the game for you this year, is trying to piece together a team with a lot of young men in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, just we run a two-back system at some point, and when we do that, we bring in those other guys, and Tanner is usually the guy in the back, but we still run a lot of, you know, different variations of what we try to do, whether it's zone or trap or counter, and then we run some stretch and, you know, try to get the ball on the edge. And tonight we were able to do that with Tanner, and he had some long runs, also gotten some different stuff and, you know, ran some swing passes to him, just trying to let him use his athleticism, and it was good for us. And but at the same time, you know, Justin Wynn came in and played quarterback after the first series and immediately took us down the field, and we scored. And, you know, he just gave us a little lift, a little boost, you know, was able to roll out and hit some guys that were open. And, you know, we loosened them up and actually threw a deep ball and, you know, got the ball down the field. Trey Hickey, there's another freshman. He was on the left side alone as a single receiver, and we kind of did a little play action and threw a fade to him. He catches it right out of bounds at the 1 yard line, and then we come in and, you know, run the trap with Braden and score. And when you can do multiple things offensively, it allows you to put up that kind of number. When you're one dimensional, I mean, it just hurts you. So, you know, having a good balance of run and throw, and, you know, hopefully we'll get Zach back and have him, you know, where he can coach the mail for us again. But I was proud of our kids. I really didn't know what to expect out of them after we played so bad last week against Community, but I'm so proud of the way they came out and played. Even defensively, we had a made them go three and out the first series, but we just couldn't seem to make a stop tonight when we needed to. I mean, they just lined up after about the second series offensively. They just lined up, ran right at us. We didn't tackle well, and you know, they just knifed us and gave up some, you know, big yards, just kind of gassed us a little bit, but we're getting better. I mean, we're making improvements. We just don't have that W to show for it, and we're still searching for it.
Coach, talk a little bit about the difference in offense and defense. And you've been around this game long enough. You can answer this question better than I can try to ask the question, I think. But offensively and defensively, when you've got young kids out there, is it easier to learn the offense and execute the offense than it is to play defensively? I would think that would be the case.
It is. I mean, you know, you could sit there and rep plays and go over stuff and be in the right place and, you know, do those type of things. But defensively, I mean, you know, I had a couple of parents tonight. We was coming off these, and it seemed like we're just real high. I mean, but, yeah, we're real high. And there's nothing we can do to simulate in practice Forest High School or Eagleville High School. Nothing. None whatsoever. Our best athletes play both sides of the ball, and a lot of those same names that I said, they were playing on defense. And, you know, you can't go out there and beat them to death all during the week because those are the same guys that's got to play Friday night. You know, we don't have a ton of depth. But, you know, kids, when they're freshmen, you know, first of all, they're trying to get lined up correctly on defense, which I think we line up pretty well. But at the same time, when somebody's coming at you that's twice your size and it gets a little intimidating and, you know, when you step up in there, and I mean, you're going to get pushed around a little bit. It's tough being a freshman playing in some of those, you know, instances where the ball's coming right at you and you got to make a play and you don't. And, you know, we had some sophomores out there tonight doing the same thing. I mean, just bless our hearts, we're young. That's no excuse, but I mean, we've got to tackle better. But as far as your question goes, I mean, I think offensively it's a whole lot easier to line up and go out there and be able to move the football. I mean, now, if I was just lining up and trying to run it every down, I think it's difficult when you're just trying to line up and say, here we come. But offensively, you can mix it up. Defensively, you can't mix up enough. You got to be able to line up correctly. You got to be able to take on people. You got to be able to shed blocks, and you got to be able to make tackles. And, you know, when you're physically outmatched, you just can't do it.
Well, but when you look at it defensively, you're having to, you know, react to one offense one week and another maybe different style the next week. And when you've got the same kids playing both sides especially. But defensively, to me, it's you've got to react. And I don't know, there's just something about the defensive side of the ball that seems difficult, especially for a young freshman or a sophomore that's trying to soak in a lot of things.
No doubt about it. And here's the thing, I mean, and I get frustrated, and I shouldn't get so frustrated, and I have to go back and tell the kids how much I appreciate them and love them, but because, you know, we're so close. I mean, you know, if you were at the game tonight, you can tell how just very close we are to being right where we need to be. And, you know, when we don't make a play, I mean, I forget that a kid is a freshman and he's playing both ways, or he's a sophomore and he's playing both ways. I mean, poor, you know, Peyton Buckner, I mean, he's playing his heart out there, and he was cramping up tonight. And I mean, I was getting on to him, and he's catching a cramp right there in front of my face. I mean, he's giving everything he's got. And, you know, you got to tip your hat to those kids who are, I mean, most of the time a freshman, he's getting in, sophomore, maybe he's getting in and getting 3, 4, 5 plays. I mean, these guys are playing every snap on both sides. And to be able to do that, and it's just like I heard another parent say, you know, hey, these kids are going to be juniors for long, and they are. And we're getting so much better. I can't tell you how much better we are than we were last year. But at the same time, you know, it's still, I want to give these guys that feeling of a W and, you know, have some momentum and feel good. And, you know, they felt good at halftime. They knew they were in the game and they were competing and they felt good about themselves. And, you know, I hope they left tonight with their heads high thinking, you know, hey, guys, we're close. We're just right there, knocking on the door.
Well, when you can see that, it's hard to tell, you know, 15, 16-year-old kid that you're close when they don't even know where the bar is. To me, if I hear you say that, then I've got to figure we're pretty close. But kids don't think like that. But that has to be encouraging to you to see these kids knowing that you're right there on the cusp of being a really good football team when you can turn that corner, when these kids get some age on them, and this experience is only going to help that.
Absolutely. You know, I keep having, you know, other people tell me, go, man, your kids playing so hard. And they are. They're giving great effort. And I was telling them, I was bragging on them, they practice well. I'm proud of the fact they come out every day. And, I mean, you know, if you had an 0-7 record, would you come out and practice and work that hard? Man, these kids do. They come out and they put in their time. And, you know, they give great effort in practice and they pay attention and they're trying to soak it up and learn. And I love that about them, and I mean, it's rewarding for me, and it's refreshing, and I mean, I love being out there with them, and I look forward to every Friday night with them. It's just, you know, our time's coming. I can't wait to sit back and watch these kids celebrate and be excited together, and just be joyful. I mean, that's a moment that I can't wait for them, because it's going to be exciting.
We're talking with Brian Stewart here on Cougar Corner from WGNS Talk Radio. And, Coach, great article in the Daily News Journal this week about what we're talking about today, and that's all these young kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I know it highlighted Oakley Starling, and I think they talked to Justin Wynn. And, you know, those guys, you know, got a lot of playing time last year. And, you know, I think Justin made mention of it. He goes, it's helped me so much this year as a sophomore. And so true about that. And, you know, I made the statement in the article about, you know, that there were times when we would have some drops. And I know when you throw the football as much as we do, you have drops. But they seem to always we found ways this year. Maybe it's a 3rd and 8 or a 3rd and 6, and we dropped one maybe we should have had. And, you know, you got to be able to move those chains. And I'll go back to last night's game. We were able to do that. I mean, we had, I don't know how many fourth downs we converted, I don't know how many third downs we converted, but there was a bunch of them. And we were continuing to, that's why we were, I told them, you know, in the first half, you know, it was a 7-0 ball game, and the first quarter's about over with, and then it's a 14-6 game, and we're driving the football, and we're staying on offense. and we are sustaining drives. Now all we got to do is put them in. We got to be able to get the ball in the red zone and score. And, you know, when we do that, it's a 14-14 game, 14-13, you know, it makes you extra points. So those young guys, you know, have just been paramount. And, I mean, I've told them, this is your football team. You know, this is your time. I said, you guys are going to be here for two more years, and you freshmen three more years, and, you know, you're out here on this field every day. It's not like you got a ton of seniors to look up to and say, this is how you do things. You're learning how to do it every day, and you're getting better and better at it, and you just got to put the team on your shoulders and run with it.
Coach, I know that we talked last week, and you were kind of disappointed in the game with Forest, not necessarily the loss, but just maybe some of the effort and things of that nature. But, you know, you go 1 week and you lose to Forest. However, you're much prouder of the effort that you get. Do you get that sometimes? Okay. You get that sometimes with these young kids too?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, last week, I mean, we had 5 turnovers against Community. You know, and we played hard, but at the same time, you know, we killed ourselves, and you could see us kind of the air going out of the balloon earlier. But tonight, you know, just, you know, it's a different feeling. And, you know, you leave here tonight, you lost. But at the same time, when you wake up on a Saturday like this, you go, I can live with this. And I can feel good about things that we did. And I'm not talking about a moral victory by any means. But at the same time, I want them to see how good they can be. I want them to see how successful they can be. And I think when they start to taste that, and that just inspires them to practice harder. That inspires them to give more effort. And that's going to transcend us into a team where, I mean, you know, we want to be that team when we're at this point in the year that, you know, that we're 7-0, we're 6-2. I mean, we're right on the cusp of, hey, we're going to win this regional championship. I mean, that's what we want. I want them to understand. I said, what's it like to practice on Thanksgiving week and prepare to play for a state football championship? I want them to soak in all the feelings that they can think of those type of moments. Those are real things that can happen to us. And you got to believe. You got to believe in yourself and your teammates to understand that we can do this.
When you are still practicing football and there's turkey on the table and going to Christmas sales, you've had a pretty good football year.
You are definitely right. I mean, it's just like, you know, you ride around town here and, you know, just like, you know, Middle Tennessee State's big win last week at Georgia Tech, and you got all the go blue and you got all the stuff. Even in a town like this with so many football teams, you know, at the end of the year, it's only a couple teams. I mean, you know, maybe there's two teams still playing, but I've been in a town before where you're the only one playing, and everybody's got your name in the marquee, and I'm telling you, it's special. It's a special feeling, and I'm going to tell you, it's just, you can't describe what it means to have a whole town pulling for you. And, you know, I'm proud of all these big schools that we have here in this mecca of football here in Murfreesboro, and I want people to understand, you know, we're doing things the right way here at Milton Christian, and I'm telling you, it can be a very, very special place, and we can win championships here. And these kids are laying a tremendous groundwork. And then I know, you know, you look back and you don't feel very proud about your record right now, but they're learning some lessons every Friday night and during the week of practice that's going to make them into something special, I'm telling you.
When you coached in the first game last year at Middle Tennessee Christian School to today, would you, what percentage could you put on it, the improvement that you've seen?
Oh, I mean, it's way over 50-60%.
Yeah.
And it's heads and tails. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect coming in, you know, and after I coached the first football game, I kind of then knew, I didn't know much about what we had. You know, you don't see anything until you actually play in a game, and you see the total effort level that you get and the total, you know, how much football knowledge these kids really have, and, you know, how many of them have actually been in the fire. Well, we've had two almost full seasons now, and I know who's been in the fire. And I know these kids have been out there, and they've been battle-tested. And they've made their mistakes, and, you know, they're learning from them. And as they continue to get back out there, you know, whether it's toward the rest of this season or the next year, they won't make those same mistakes again. And we're going to continue to improve. And, you know, I would love to. What a great story to write about a team here that, you know, I don't know what our record will end up being. I don't know how many games we'll win this year. You know, hopefully we're going to get a couple of W's before the year's out. But it's going to be a great story to tell and write about someday when these kids and how special it can be for them. And I just want to continue to see the improvement and to make this great turnaround.
Brian Stewart talking with us here on Cougar Corner. Coach, you have a real opportunity now with the last three games, two of them being at home. That's always a plus. And then you do go to Huntland, which is on the just right on the edge of the earth, I think. But regardless, you've got some games you can be very competitive in coming up.
No doubt about it. I know Eagleville is going to be really, really tough next week. I mean, they're a great football team. Coach Carson does such a great job. And, you know, they had such a magical season last year. And I know they've had the injury bug bite them, but, I mean, they got a lot of those guys back. And, they, you know, they're coming off being a week off. And I guarantee you're going to see some faces and some numbers out there next Friday night for Eagleville that hadn't been out there in a while. And we're going to have our hands full, no doubt about it. You know, we didn't really, you know, it wasn't much of a game last year. And we want to go out, and it's like I told our kids tonight, let's get to the fourth quarter. Let's have a chance to win this football game. And that's all you can ask. And we're going to go out and have a tremendous week of practice and look forward to next week. And, you know, hey, great to be at home. We have this week and following week nine to be at home, and then we'll travel to Huntland. So we need to soak up these two last home games here.
Coach, when you think about Eagleville, of course, it's the only other 9A team here in Rutherford County. So obviously a very natural rivalry. This rivalry goes back to basketball and softball and baseball and all the other sports too. But the football part for both schools is fairly new, but pretty intense.
Absolutely. It definitely is. I mean, I got to witness that last year, my first chance to get to go to, you know, to be a part of that rivalry last year. And so, you know, we're going to have a great crowd. It's going to be, you know, a lot of people here, and, you know, they will have their side packed, I know. You know, but at the same time, I know what kind of effort and level of football they play there. And so we have really got to play well. I mean, our kids, you know, we've been able to bounce back. I thought tonight was our best night since, I don't know, I can't remember. I mean, we just have not played well. We didn't play well against Moore County. We didn't play well against Community, you know, and so I'm anxious to see if we can come back out and give that same great effort we gave this, you know, last night. And you know, if we do that, you know, we're going to be in the football game, no doubt about it.
Well, John Dinkins and I talked about this on the car ride home from our broadcast last night, and it's almost like we see your team maybe make a step forward, but then there are maybe a couple of steps back. And that's just the roller coaster ride of having a young team. But I know you were very excited after the team went to Cosby, and you know, you saw great effort in that game, and then Moore County and Community game. So maybe this is that step forward, and instead of taking one step forward, you take two or three here as this team grows.
Well, we need to. I mean, I was so excited. I mean, our kids were when we left Cosby. I mean, we played so well and had a chance to win the football game. And we got to be able to, you know, build upon this tonight as well. And, you know, I don't want to see us going backwards anymore. I was really down, you know, after those couple games where I saw, you know, just our level of play was just, I don't know, it was not what I know these guys are capable of doing. And they weren't happy with themselves. And, you know, to do it 2 weeks in a row, but then to come back tonight. And I'm telling you, I was on the phone with a friend of mine before the game, standing over as the kids kind of were just walking over the field. I said, I have no idea what to expect out of these kids tonight. I said, I just don't know where they are. I mean, we've been out of school all week for fall break, and we've had our practices, and, you know, they were loose, and they were relaxed, and, you know, kind of joking and having a good time. But, you know, I just didn't know where their minds were. And for them to come out and play like that, I just couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, Coach, good luck against the Eagles on Friday night. It's at your place. I'm sure there'll be a lot of tailgating and a lot of folks out there enjoying the game. And Eagleville won't have to come very far, so I'm looking for probably a really good crowd out there.
Well, we hope so. We're looking. We need a big crowd, and love to have some people come out and visit. And it's going to be a great night.
Coach, appreciate it again. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, Coach Brian Stewart joining us here on MTCS Cougar Corner. A look at that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night, 34-6, the final, Forest defeating MTCS in that game, and 27-15, the Oakland Patriots defeating the Ravenwood Raptors on the road. Only two games, fall break, as Coach Stewart said. It was fall break for MTCS along with the county and city schools. So we'll get back into the swing of things with lots of football coming up for you next week. John Dinkins and I will be back to talk about that on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to Cougar Corner from WGNS Primetime Sports.